Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Jaunty!
Welcome, Steve!
All right, well, looks like I should... That bed makes me want to throw out all of my prearranged thoughts about talking about highbrow film and get straight into celebrity gossip.
Do you have any for us?
No, I don't. Aww. But I wish I'd picked up a couple of People magazine on the way here. I tell you, what. Is Gawk still a thing? R.I.P. Hulk Hogan, you piece of shit. Okay. Hey, look, I'll bring the energy down. That bed really ramped me up.
We're alive. We're still here.
It's also maybe a little bit twitchy in my corner. It's kind of like the night before Christmas.
Ooh.
Or for... old people, the night before Big Day Out, the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Yes.
Kicks
exciting.
Off here in Tamaki tomorrow. And with it comes a whole lot of nostalgic value of festivals past and a whole bunch of cool new shit to see this year.
Yay!
Exciting!
Yeah. I've had the pleasure of catching a couple of films already, so I thought I'd mention those today.
Yes.
And maybe a couple of pointers for the next few days.
Amazing. Please.
So let's quickly whip through those. I had a very, very enjoyable experience this week watching Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, yes.
Which is Jim Hosking's film. We teased this a couple of weeks ago. It is, the trailer promised absurdity and very specific brand of comedy.
Uh-huh.
And boy, did this film deliver. This is a one-star or five-star film. This is a totally love it or hate it, polarizing art housey comedy thing. I fully loved it. I found myself texting one of the producers midway through the film, saying how much I was enjoying it. Not a suck up, usually, but I was just having such a good time.
Yes.
An uncharitable explanation of this film would be that it's a feature length version, a stretched out sketch show segment, where they imagine what happens when versions of Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney are holed up in a small Scottish cottage for a day or two.
Crazy.
However, a charitable interpretation of this film is that it's a sketch comedy sketch stretched out to feature length about two versions of... I loved it because basically it's built on this repetitive comedy. Some of the repetition, like, you know what's coming and you're waiting, and the film just patiently does it anyway. It's like a hammer, like, just like tapping away at your head. Tap, 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 tap. It goes from being not funny to funny to being not fun. Like, this is like one repeat, in the space of one repeated gag, it'll go from funny to not funny to maybe a little bit more funny to a bit less funny to I'm really over this to oh no, it's come back, I'm amused by the same
funny
joke again. So, I think read between the lines. I think you need to be in a receptive state for this kind of comedy.
Mm.
And this is playing at the Hollywood Avondale, which is a very good location for receptive states. And I think the audience there will be really, really fun to watch that with.
For sure.
Its premiere is this Friday at 9 p.m. So it's very much kind of a party slot movie.
Yeah.
Totally.
This film's going to grind a few people down. I think even amongst the ticket buyers, I really regret that I've seen it now and won't be watching it for the first time in a room with other people, particularly if I was sitting next to someone that did not like it. Part of the joy of this kind of cinema, I reckon, is the dislike factor amongst a portion of the audience. Also caught a few weeks back DJ Ahmed. This is a lovely coming of age tale that's kind of got a bit of Footloose to it. It's got a bit of, I haven't seen a film set in the Macedonian mountains before that's about dance parties and young people. Really nice kind of coming of age tale. This is a better than average but kind of middle of the road festival film.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're umming and ahhing about it, worth checking out. Could be a good film for an older family member, like to go along with an older family member if you like doing film fest dates. Yes, I see its first screening is sold out, which is a good indicator of some popularity. So keep an eye out for that. It is playing a couple more times during the festival.
Amazing.
And I've also just watched a really interesting documentary called Mistress Dispeller. Yeah, it's kind of a bit of a, the title's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a rural juror situation. This was a really fascinating look at someone that's professionally employed to break a man up from his mistress.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm going to go see this one.
Sold. Yeah, in contemporary China, this is a job. And not only is it like a job. This is like present day China. Not only is it a job, but it's a job that has some structure to it. So this person's not just like an individual. They've got a company that they work for. And so it's a whole thing. The couple and the people involved in this, it follows one couple and the people involved in it. It's a pretty revealing documentary. There's like there's some kind of long conversations that are pretty edit free. It's quite fly on the wall. It's really revealing and really interesting. And I did start to wonder what would happen if this was remade in the West, but with Nathan Fielder as the mistress dispeller, because it kind of almost felt like a bit of like the Nathan For You, the rehearsal stuff going on where people are bearing their souls to someone who, like the mistress dispeller, they're not playing, like they're playing hard and fast with the truth. They don't come into the situation and go, right, I've come to break you up with your mistress. They're sort of inveigling their way into the into this relationship and chipping away at it from the inside. So, yeah, I did think a Nathan Fielder version of this would be very entertaining. So, look, there's a couple of things that I have seen that I can recommend to varying levels, I reckon. Ebony and Ivory, I loved it. If you're into weirdo, absurd comedy, I was going to say that this is the feel-good family film of the festival, but featuring male nudity. Make of that what you will. It's exaggerated male nudity, so make of that what you will. DJ Arknet, nice kind of crowd pleaser, like it's very much a kind of good median sort of festival film. And Mistress Dispel is a really interesting and patient insight into a pretty interesting scenario. So a couple things there. I am also looking forward to seeing The Weed Eaters, I think, like everyone else at 95 BFM.
Of course.
On Saturday night at the Civic. It's preceded by the Jacinda Ardern documentary Prime Minister. So I think a night of contrasts.
Yeah.
And a night of very possibly different demographics in the audience.
Yeah.
Looking forward to kind of hitting the various cinemas of the festival starting to tomorrow with the opening night. It was just an accident, the Palme d'Or winner. It's all gonna be film fest overload for me. I did also check out a film that's on general release that's not part of the festival that opens tomorrow, called Together, starring Alison Brie and Dave Franco.
Oh yeah.
They play a couple with friction in their relationship, and then some weird stuff happens and it's kind of body horror, and they start physically being attracted to each other, but not in that way, like in the literal way. And
cannibalism.
The poster gives a bit away. It's a bit goopy. It's body horror, but it's kind of body horror for people that aren't fans of the horror genre.
Okay.
I wasn't a fan of this film. Had like a few interesting moments to it, but I say Together, 2 stars.
Ooh.
And it's a reminder that that the action in cinemas is at the NZIFF this week.
Right.
Gorgeous.
Yep. Amazing.
And I'll be back with some more recommendations and stuff that I've caught next week.
Sick. Yay. Awesome. That's Thanks me. So much, Steve. This is a great roundup.
And a career change, I think, for me.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.